AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show. Tonight, controversy at the World Cup, Trump's dinner party, and Will Smith. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Jam-packed show for you tonight. The Daily Show is going to the World Cup. If you have monkeypox, you're racist. And Donald Trump somehow has beef with Kanye West. Plus, the one and only Will Smith is joining us on today's show. That's going to be a ton of fun. So let's do this, people. Let's jump straight into today's headlines. To the big stories, let's catch up on a few other things going on in the world, starting with monkeypox. This morning, the World Health Organization announced that because of concerns that the word monkeypox is racist and stigmatizing, the disease will officially be renamed Mpox. And I don't know who this is for. You know, this sounds like they were trying so hard not to be racist that they ended up being racist. You know, some guy was like, we can't use monkey. That immediately makes me think of, you know. Right? Come on, we're all thinking it, right? Am I the only one? Because here's the thing, if you're really trying to get rid of the stigma, just give it a completely different name, right? Because you realize you're just abbreviating the word that you don't want people to think about, which works until someone says, what does the M stand for? In international news, a French court has officially ruled that companies cannot require employees to have fun at work after one man was fired for refusing to participate in office parties. Yeah. And I'll tell you now, I am with this guy. Yeah, if you ask me, companies require way too much of their employees. Oh, you're making them go to office parties, team buildings, you're forcing them to wash their hands after going to the bathroom. It's too much! You gotta pick one. Oh, in some news out of the Pentagon, the US Defense Department just failed a government audit with officials saying that they are unable to account for more than 60% of the military's $3.5 trillion in assets. Yeah, they just don't know where it is. I don't even know how it's possible to lose track of that much money. Like, what are they waterboarding people with Cristal? What are they doing there, huh? And honestly, the Pentagon deserves to be punished for this. Unfortunately, they happen to have all the missiles, so we'll let it slide this time, Pentagon. Ooh, but next time. All right, let's move on to some of the biggest stories of the day, starting with China, America's loan shark. Ever since the coronavirus originated in one of China's major cities, Xi Jinping's government has been doing everything it can to clamp down on COVID-19. But after 3 years of some of the strictest lockdowns in the world, it looks like the Chinese people have officially had enough.
Protests are spreading across that country. Thousands are taking to the streets, some even calling for China's president to step down. All of this amid rising frustration over the government's zero COVID strategy.
Crowds swelled in defiance, spilling over to the heart of Beijing.
We want to be
freedom! Freedom!
We want to be free!
Chanting for freedom from the grip of a COVID policy that protesters say has worn on too long.
They're calling for the end of lockdowns, the end of testing, all of the zero COVID measures that have ruled daily life here.
Yeah, that's right. People in China are taking to the streets to protest the government's draconian COVID policies, which is a big deal. Because remember, China's not one of those chill countries. We can just, like, talk trash about the government or storm the capital or plot to kidnap a governor. No, no, no. No. Protesting in China is a big deal. It's like growing up in an African family and trying to tell your parents that you don't think Noah's Ark is real, you know? He's like, I'm just saying, Mom, think about it. How can they fit all those animals on one boat? He'd be like, the same way I'm going to fit all this foot on your backside, huh? Are you saying that Bible is not real? Are you saying that Bible? Oh, Jesus, help this child now, huh? Now, there are many reasons why China has been so hardcore with its lockdowns, right? Less than half of their elderly population is vaccinated. The Chinese vaccine isn't particularly effective. And the communist government has refused to bring in outside vaccines, obviously, because they think it'll make them look bad. You know, it's the same reason I was reluctant to bring a dildo into my relationship. Yeah, no, I don't mind that you use it, but the fact that you cuddle with it afterwards, that's what hurts me, Candace! That's what hurts me! And almost 3 years into this pandemic, it is still crazy to see the range of responses from different countries around the world, right? China shuts down an entire city if one person coughs. Meanwhile, Americans are like, hey, guys, I tested positive for COVID, so I'm just going to play the first few rounds of Spin the Bottle tonight, okay? Let's be responsible. But let's move on from a dictatorship to someone who wishes they could start their own. Donald, you're making me crazy, Trump. Ever since Donald Trump announced that he would be running for election in 2024, many have been wondering, will this finally be the moment when he becomes presidential? Well, judging by his recent dinner party with Kanye West, the computer says no.
Former President Donald Trump is facing fierce criticism tonight, even from his own allies, for having dinner at his Mar-a-Lago estate with controversial musician Kanye West and white supremacist Nick Fuentes.
If you're not familiar, Fuentes is this high-profile figure on the far right, a Holocaust denier, but he's best known for running the America First organization, which, according to the ADL, quote, seeks to forge a white nationalist alternative to the mainstream GOP.
Even for Donald Trump, this was outrageous.
Okay, first of all, this whole story sounds like the setup to one of those jokes that your uncle tells you at dinner, you know? Like, okay, so a racist billionaire, an anti-Semitic rapper, and a white supremacist walk into a bar. And then what happens? Hold on, the black waiter's coming. Hold, a Diet Coke, please. Thank you. Thank you. Secondly, why do journalists still act surprised when Donald Trump does Donald Trump stuff? Huh? Even for Donald Trump, this is... What do you mean, even for Donald Trump? Is Donald Trump doing Donald Trump? Trump having dinner with Nazis is not outrageous. If he had dinner with vegetables, that would be outrageous. That would be crazy. What? Yeah, and he was spelling words. What? But because of this dinner, Trump has taken a lot of flack from all sides. And so, in classic Trump style, he sent out a few posts about why, as per usual, he isn't to blame for anything that he did.
But Mr. Trump tried distancing himself, posting on social media that West called me to have dinner, expressed no anti-Semitism, and claimed, I didn't know Nick Fuentes.
Yeah, in Trump's defense. I mean, how would he know that the guy Kanye rolls with could be a white supremacist? I mean, I get what he's saying. He's like, I just wanted to have dinner with this anti-Semite. I didn't know he was going to bring a friend. Because I love how Trump tries to immunize himself by saying, Kanye expressed no anti-Semitism at the dinner. And then what? I'm also sure he didn't rap at the dinner, but you still know that he's a rapper. Now, you might be wondering, if Kanye didn't want to talk anti-Semitism at the dinner table, what did he want to talk about? Well, apparently, he was trying to convince Trump to not run for president, but not in the way you think.
The dinner was not completely amiable. Trump became angry when West asked the 2024 presidential candidate to serve as running mate for West's own newly announced presidential bid.
Ye posting this video to Twitter titled Mar-a-Lago Debrief, explaining he asked if Trump would be his vice presidential running mate at the dinner.
I think the thing that Trump was most perturbed about, me asking him to be my vice president. But then he goes on to say that Kim is a you could tell her I said that. And I was thinking, like, that's the mother of my children. Trump started basically screaming at me at the table, telling me I was going to lose. I mean, has that ever worked for anyone in history?
You're going to lose. Tell him he's going to lose.
I'm like, well, hold on, Trump. You're talking to Ye.
Okay, first of all, Kanye, whoever made his video, they bleeped him when he said the thing that Trump said. And I'm going, you have people that bleep you, why don't you use them more? You just be like, here's what I think about the boop, 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 boop. And also the fact that Trump got so mad at Kanye just shows you like where his priorities are. He has no problem hosting a guy who wants to go DEFCON 3 on the Jews or the Holocaust denier that he brought to dinner with him, who he got along with. But if you ever suggest he should be number two on someone's ticket, Trump will be like, you disgust me, sir. Talk like that has no place in America. We don't talk like that in this country. And I get where Trump is coming from. Kanye is asking Trump to be his Mike Pence. And Trump is probably like, ew, I could never be Mike Pence. I have sex with my eyes open. All right, that's it for the headlines. But before we go to a quick break, let's check in on the stock market with our finance expert, Michael Costa, everybody. Michael, good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
What on earth is happening in the market today, man?
I'm crushing it, Trevor. I am crushing it. And I got a hot tip for you. I got a hot tip for you. So pay attention, okay? Now, today, the Dow was down big. All right, but I don't care. All right, because today is Cyber Monday, right? Not to be confused with Black Friday or Small Business Saturday or Giving Tuesday. It's not Thirsty Thursdays or Taco Tuesdays or Sunday Bloody Sunday. It's Cyber Monday, the day George Washington declared 30% off of all plasma screen TVs. All right, so the way I'm crushing it today, Trevor, is by spending, all right? Experts like me know you gotta spend money to make money, which is why today I am making boatloads of money, all right? Now, let me show you what I'm buying, okay? First thing in my cart, a Stocks for Dummies book, okay? Look, I don't know shit about stocks, all right? Yeah, I crush it and I make tons of money, but I don't understand any of it. So as soon as I learn to read, this book is gonna be super helpful. Now, speaking of helpful, the next thing in my cart, 7 breast pumps. Now look, little known fact, they can pump anything, okay? You got a flooded basement? You need to put air in your bicycle tires? Muscle definition, okay? How do you think I got these fat baby twins, all right? By borrowing my sister's breast pump, all right? And now I'm gonna have 7 of my own. Next item in my cart, a picture frame. Look, I don't need a picture frame, but this is a family that I want to be a part of. Look at that. Innocent, pure, together. I bet this family doesn't think my mashed potatoes are too salty. You ever think about that? My family? Ugly. Okay, next one. I always wanted to get a guitar, so I put a guitar in my cart. And I was going to get a real guitar, but I got this Fisher Price one, cheap, no strings attached. Also, no strings attached. So very easy to learn to play. Now, somber note. On my next item in my cart, It's an adult casket, okay? Now look, I'm not planning on dying anytime soon, but I ate a bad egg sandwich on a WestJet flight coming back from my ugly family's Thanksgiving, and I was contemplating my own death, and during that time I thought, holy shit, I haven't planned for my funeral, so I got a good deal. Also, caskets, great place for storage while you're still alive. Paper towels, kids' toys. New Yorkers, you get it. Smaller caskets. Plus, bonus, when my wife says go sleep on the couch, I say, okay, no problem, but secretly I sleep in the casket. Joke's on her. And with the extra storage space, I got plenty of room for my last item, 7 more breast pumps, just in case my first 7 break. That's why I'm the expert. All right, I promised you a hot tip, remember? All right, hot tip. Stop watching this right now and start online shopping. You can't buy any of this any other day. Back to you, Trevor. Let's go.
Michael Costa, everybody. Don't stop watching this. Keep watching this. You can buy the things whenever you want. All right, when we come back, we're going to catch up on the World Cup. Plus, Will Smith is going to be joining us on the show, so don't go away.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. Take a moment to talk about the World Cup. It's the world's biggest soccer tournament. When every 4 years, the best players from the best countries gather to compete until one team is declared champion of the world or until someone kicks the ball through the neighbor's window and we all run home. Now, because I'm from the world, I love the World Cup. So, let's catch up on everything happening in Qatar with a new installment of our World Cup coverage. The 2022 World Cup is being hosted by Qatar, a Middle Eastern country with a deep and rich history of having oil. And if you've been following the news, you know that there's been some controversies over Qatar hosting the World Cup. You know, like, did Qatar offer bribes to FIFA to be the host? Did Qatar exploit migrant workers to build the soccer stadiums? Are we pronouncing Qatar right? Is it Qatar or is it Qatar or is it Qatar? And if we mumble it, do you think they'll notice? All of these are questions. But one of the biggest controversies that Qatar has been the fact that they have very strict laws prohibiting same-sex relationships. And these anti-gay policies are causing some tension on the pitch.
Amid the cheers of World Cup fans, controversy is simmering.
It's over the host country Qatar and other nations' treatment of LGBTQ people.
Rainbow imagery, a sudden flashpoint after FIFA demanded the captains of seven European teams not wear this armband in support of LGBTQ causes, insisting the captains wear FIFA-sanctioned bands.
The team captains of several countries say they will not be wearing the rainbow-colored One Love armbands as they had intended after FIFA threatened to give players yellow cards just for doing so. After receiving two yellow cards, of course, a player will face a one-match suspension.
Yeah, that's right. The captains of seven European teams planned to show their support of the LGBTQ community by wearing rainbow armbands. But then, when FIFA threatened them with yellow cards, they scrapped the idea. Which, in my opinion, shows that you're not the ally you claim to be, right? It's like, hey, I support your right to live free from persecution unless I get a warning in a game where I kick a ball. Then I'm out. You gays are on your own. I'm just saying, that's a yellow card. I mean, it's like a yellow card. It's not even like you're out. Just a warning and you're like, yeah, no, no, I can't. I tried. And by the way, the rainbow ban has got to be hard for the referees too. You know, that's risky because the referees are out there and they're like, yellow card. Red card. Oh, wait, we just started a rainbow. No! Don't take me away! Oh, a little crazy story as well. If you happen to be in China watching the World Cup, you probably are missing some things because on the government TV network, you'll barely see any footage of the fans at all. Yeah, because China doesn't want its citizens to see people from every other country enjoying themselves without wearing masks. Yeah. Because they just don't want them to know that that's possible, you know? It sounds crazy, but it's the same way Canadian TV censors their footage, so it'll never show fans behaving rudely, because then Canadians will be like, wait, other people are telling others to f*** off? We didn't know we could do that! Hey! But maybe my favorite part of the World Cup is seeing how people from different parts of the world find ways to yell at each other. Because remember, a lot of the teams have coaches who are not from their country. You know, like, for instance, Saudi Arabia's coach is actually French. He doesn't speak Arabic, but the Saudi translator doesn't speak French. So when the coach got mad at the team's performance in the first half, he had to yell at them in English so that the translator could yell at them in Arabic.
What are we doing here? Messi, at the middle of the pitch, he has the ball, you stay in front of the defense. You want to rally to go to mark him in the middle? Take your phone, you can make a picture with him if you want. Yes, but no. You are in front of the defense. You have nobody. He's going to follow.
See, this is the magic of the World Cup, people. A French man yelling in English to a group of Saudis about a British sport. It's beautiful. I also wonder if the translator is augmenting the message so he doesn't lose any friends. He's just like, you are terrible. You all suck. You should be ashamed of yourself, is what he said. Because you know me, Mahmoud, I love you guys. Eh? I thought you were great in the first half. I thought you guys were great. Now, so far, this World Cup has had a lot of great moments. You know, Saudi Arabia pulled off a huge upset over powerhouse Argentina. Mexico had a heroic penalty save against Poland. Wales proved to the whole world that they are a different country than England. And one of the most exciting moments was when Japan defeated Germany in an incredible match. But my favorite part of that game was what the Japanese fans did after it.
When Japan beat Germany, fans were ecstatic, right? But instead of leaving after the match to celebrate, hundreds of Japanese fans stayed in the stadium and picked up the trash that other fans left behind. Pictures on social media show the Japanese fans threading their way through the seats, making sure the stadium was tidy before leaving. Some online comments calling them the best guests in the world.
Wow, that is amazing. Unfortunately, all of those Japanese fans were arrested because the Qatari police deemed the act of tidying up, quote, kind of gay. I'm not gonna lie, this is one of the most amazing things to see. And you see it at every World Cup. It'll be Japan, it'll be South Korea. And I think it's a valuable lesson to all of us. If you're throwing a party, make sure you invite Japanese fans to your house, because then you don't have to clean up. And you know, if you ask me though, this is a huge flex from the Japanese fans. Everyone's like, oh, it's so humble. No, it's a flex. What is a more baller move then beating somebody, and then cleaning up after them. Yeah, like here. Oh, let me take out your trash. Oh, did you drop this? Did you drop this? Oh, yeah, yeah, no. We'll clean up. You guys can go and figure out how to play soccer. Yeah, we'll just do that. All right, we're gonna take a quick break, but stay tuned, because when we come back, the one and only Will Smith will be joining me right here on the show.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is an Academy Award-winning actor and Grammy Award-winning rapper. He's here to talk about his new film, Emancipation, which will be in select theaters this Friday and streaming on Apple TV Plus December 9th. Please welcome Will Smith. Welcome back to The Daily Show.
Kind sir.
How are you?
I am so good. I flew 30 hours to be here with you.
Where were you?
In Bhutan.
What are you doing there?
Bhutan. The Nat Geo show.
So you're traveling around the world.
Just like finding the secrets of life.
And are you finding them?
No, not yet.
Yeah, because we've seen you everywhere. I mean, you've been everywhere in the world. Like you say, Bhutan, you traveled the Middle East and Africa. And where are you going next, South Pole?
South Pole, yes.
That's a real thing?
Yes.
But why?
Why?
Yeah, like what are you hoping to discover there?
So we're
that black people don't like the cold? What are you doing? Why are you there, Will?
No, so the show is, I don't know if I'm supposed to be announcing it yet, but the show is called Pole to Pole.
Okay.
So we're going from the South Pole to the North Pole and all the stops along the way. And it's called Other People's Wisdom. So we're seeking the wisdom. There are people who live at the South Pole. They're researchers. So we're going there. We're going to talk to them.
Right. All the scientists. Basically, they say like the world's knowledge is stored at the South Pole.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
You're making me cry already.
The
South Pole is just such a... When I think about all that cold,
I'm surprised you're awake, man.
The guy who discovered the South Pole is named Will Smith.
For real?
Yep, that's true.
You said that so I don't even know if you're lying right now. You said, you said that so convincingly. I know.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. You'll be. Somebody can Google it. Somebody can Google it.
Okay, all right. I'll just believe you. So you're traveling around the world.
Yeah.
Emancipation.
I
just watched it. Mm-hmm. It is a. I mean, it's so hard to describe movies like mm-hmm. this because you people see it in the clip.
Yeah.
But you play one of the most famous unknown people, surprisingly,
yes,
and you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
From America's history.
Yeah.
A man whose picture went around the world that basically showed many people who didn't know innately how brutal slavery was. Let's talk about this, first of all.
Yeah.
Emancipation is not the kind of film we would expect to see you in immediately as Will Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
So why this project? Why get into the story? And why this story in particular?
You know, when I read this script, man, it's like, you know, you've probably seen the image. It's a black man, and it's his, you know, his back and his arm, and he's sitting. So it's a pretty famous picture.
Yeah, I think we have that image here. Yeah, I think it's one of the famous ones.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, so it's that image. And first, seeing that image was one of the things that really got me, you know, excited to explore this, because you see the image, but you don't know who he is. You don't know what the story is. And then as I started to do the research, and, you know, it's American slavery was, you know, one of the most brutal aspects of human history.
Right.
You know, it was something that was so incomprehensible. You know, it was just so it's hard to understand the level of human cruelty, and the screenplay was spectacular.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
Antoine Fuqua just he did his thing on this, man. And
it's gripping the whole way through. I'll tell you that much. It's scary. It is gripping. It's not glamorizing because it is the story of how, you know, the union is moving, and people start hearing whispers of Lincoln has declared that, you know, slavery is abolished. He's freed the slaves.
Yeah.
But then you see how many people haven't received that news, and you see how that news doesn't change everybody's lives overnight.
Yeah, so the emancipation was January 1st.
Right.
And slaves weren't free until June 19th. So the period of
65,
emancipation.
Right? 1865, I think.
Yeah, 1865, yeah. So January 1st. Slaves were free, but the South refused to allow the slaves to be free. So the enslaved people started trying to run to get to Lincoln's army. And in Baton Rouge is where Lincoln's army was from this place in Louisiana. So it's about that period where the slaves were free, but they weren't being freed. So it is a beautiful, beautiful movie. My daughter asked me, she's like, Daddy, do we really need another slave movie? When I was thinking about it. And I was like, I said, baby, I promise you I wouldn't make a slave movie. This is a freedom movie, you know?
Oh, wow.
You know.
Wow.
Yeah, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is interesting that you say that.
Yeah.
It is interesting that you say that because the story, you know, one of my favorite lines in the movie is when you know, I think it's one of the, he's leading one of the battalions, and he talks to your character,
absolutely.
Right? He's like a general, commando, and he says to your character, he says, I was born free. And he says, we're allowed to own houses, we're allowed to do this. And your character says to him,
If someone must allow you to do it, are you really free?
Right.
You know, and you know, this film, what's really interesting about it is, it centers on faith, you know, and the power of faith, you know, to be able to endure anything,
mm-hmm.
you know. And this character is just what he had to endure and what he had to survive. Only God could, you know, make a man, when you look at those marks on his back, you know, only God could make that possible, you know. And There, he talks about a period in doing the research. He talks about he was whipped into a coma. And he was in a coma for 3 months. And he said that he met God while he was in the coma. And when he came out, he believed in a way that he had never believed before. And I learned the difference between faith and revelation. Right?
Right.
So faith is one thing when you have to, you know, you have to have faith. I'm not crying to my eyes. You know, I just got tired. I got airplane eyes. I got airplane
eyes. You've been on a plane for 30 hours.
Yeah, I got airplane eyes. You know, but, you know, the difference between faith and revelation, right, that he walked in the world with a knowledge of the divine, with a knowledge of God that was just something I desperately wanted to understand and explore.
Yeah, I mean, you watch the film, you wonder, you know, it's one of those movies where you watch it and you go, this is harrowing, this is gripping, it's wild, it seems unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then you see the images of the real person and your mind cannot comprehend that it was possible for this to happen to a human being and that they actually exist. It's a story that, you know, that goes beyond everything. And and I'd love to know, like, in the telling of the story, you know, beyond faith, beyond revelation, what is the biggest thing you took away from it? Because it's interesting, you know, I get what your daughter was saying. Do we need another slave movie?
Yeah.
And I understand what you're saying about it being a freedom movie. But I feel like each story has a different lesson.
Yes.
You know, because it's a movement. It's a revolution.
Absolutely.
It's a quest for freedom. What do you think was the biggest lesson you took away from this story?
You know, I think that, you know, as an actor, anytime you go into these characters and you go this deep into these roles, it changes something about you. You understand something that you didn't understand before. And I guess the major thing that came through for me with Peter is the power of the direction of love, right? So this is him, he's trying to get back to his family. And that comprehension of love and how love actually is a superpower. You know, when you can fill your heart with that kind of love, it's a propulsion that is unlike any other thing. It's stronger than fear, it's stronger than hate, you know, it's stronger than tired, you know. It's like when you can really latch into and fill your heart with love in a way, it really is shield and armor unlike anything that exists.
I love that. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is. Congrats again.
Yeah.
You know, congrats on the movie. Great seeing you again. Yeah. You know, it's been a while since I lost Zoe. It's been a while since many people have seen you.
Yeah.
You know.
I've been away. What y'all been doing?
you know,
thank you, baby.
You know, it's been. I can only imagine what it's been like for you.
Yeah.
Because it has been weird for many of us.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You're Will Smith.
Yeah.
You know, you are. No, you are. You Will Smith.
Yeah.
You are one of the biggest movie stars that has ever existed. You know, one of my favorite people that I've ever seen inhabit a screen.
Thank you, man.
You know, and then you had the Oscars.
Yeah.
Where in one night you.
I have no independent recollection of.
I can only imagine because you won your first Oscar that night, a well-deserved Oscar that night. But it is simultaneously, in many ways, not the worst. I won't say the worst because I know the life you've lived. I've read the book, but it is one of the best days of your life and one of the worst days of your life. And I'd love to know. I mean, just, you know, us talking. First of all, what has the journey been like since that day? Like. Because everyone speculates. Everyone just sees it and goes, I think this, I think that, I think this, I think that. What has it been like for you?
Yeah, that was a horrific night, as you can imagine. You know, there's many nuances and complexities to it, you know. But at the end of the day, I lost it, you know. And I guess what I would say, you just never know what somebody's going through, you know. Mm. You know, in the audience right now, you know, you're sitting next to strangers, you know, and somebody's mother died last week, you know. Somebody's child is sick, you know. Somebody just lost their job. Somebody just found out their spouse cheated. You know, it's like there's all these things and there's strangers and you just don't know what's going on with people, you know? And I was going through something that night, you know? And Not that that, you know, justifies my behavior at all.
No,
I would just say, you know, you're asking what did I learn? And it's that we just got to be nice to each other, man. You know, it's like, it's hard. And I guess the thing that was most painful for me is I took my heart and made it hard for other people. You know,
right.
And it's like I understood the idea where they say hurt people,
yeah.
You know, and it's like,
you know, it's interesting. I remember, again, everybody was speculating. One of my friends called me and we're talking. Everyone's got these opinions. And then someone said, I feel like we saw the real Will Smith in that moment, because there's a guy who's so full of love and so positive. But I feel like in that moment we saw the real Will Smith. And I said, and not because I know you, you know, but I said, honestly, I said, no, if anything, I feel like it was the opposite. Like, you know, you talk in your book about growing up so afraid of conflict. You grow up in your book talking about how you were always afraid to fight with, how you were afraid to. For me, it felt like in watching that moment, I felt like you were like, it's like in a weird way, it's like you stood up for the wrong thing at the wrong time in a way. Do you know what I'm saying? It felt like you'd taken everything, because here we are, you know, human to human, man to man. But like, people have said some shitty things about you and your family.
Absolutely.
You know, you're a human being. It felt like, and I would say this to people, I was like, it's becoming relentlessly shitty now.
Yeah.
People think it's okay.
Yes.
That's the thing. People think it's okay. And not Chris, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm talking about people, the internet, etc. But it felt like this was Will Smith for the first time going, okay, is this how you want me to respond or not?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a lot of things. It was the little boy that watched his father beat up his mother, you know. It's, you know, all of that just bubbled up in that moment. You know, I just, that's not who I want to be.
Right.
You know, you've known me for a long time, so you know me personally, so you know. But, you know, y'all might not know. You know, it's like that that's not who I want to be, man. I'm trying to, you know,
I also think that's not who you are. I'll be honest with you. I think it's not who you are. I think everybody can make a mistake. And I think in my honest opinion, I think how I think of living my life.
Now,
as I say,
now I'm crying for real. Okay.
No.
It was.
No, but I mean this honestly. I'll tell you why. Because so on my side as a human being, I go, the reason it was shocking is because that's not who you are.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Exactly.
I saw, for instance, there was an article that was written. I think it was a Hollywood Reporter or whatever. They had a list of like problematic actors or whatever. I was personally offended for you and Letitia, funny enough, for a different reason. But they had you guys in a list where I was like, wait, some of these people are here for sleeping with underage kids. These people are here for abusing their spouses. And again, what you did was, I'll always tell you that I love Chris. I'm friends with him. I love you. I'm friends with. But I was like, this is f-ed up.
Yeah.
But I was like, but it's not the same world.
Yeah.
And that's where it was weird, especially I find, you know, because there were all these dynamics. So I know that as black people would be together and be like, what was Will doing? What the hell happened here?
Yeah.
Right. But then I know a lot of black people were like, you know, when people came out and they were like, he should go to jail. And we were like, you need to relax yourself. it was a weird, like some people were overreacting, which made some people underreact. You know?
Nah, it's the, I understand, you know, how shocking that was for people, man.
Right.
You know,
were
on
you
that
shocked?
Stage.
You seemed a little dazed afterwards.
I'm not gonna lie. I was gone, dude. You know, that was a rage that had been bottled for a really long time.
Right.
And, you know, but it's I understand the pain, you know.
Yeah.
It was like my nephew, Dom, is 9. And he is the sweetest little boy. He's like, you know, we came home and it's like he had stayed up late to see his Uncle Will. You know, and we're sitting in my kitchen and he's on my lap and he's holding the Oscar and he's just like, why did you hit that man, Uncle Will? You know, damn it. Why are you trying to Oprah me?
No, I'm not, man. No.
Yeah, and he's sitting on your lap, and
yeah, you know, so yeah, it was you know, I was like, ah, it was a mess, you know. I don't want to go too far into it to give people misunderstand.
Is it hard? You know, you have lived. I realized this morning when I was thinking about you coming on the show, you are one of the rare breed of human who has lived more of your life. Yep. In the spotlight than out of it.
Yeah.
You got into this industry as a kid. Mm-hmm. You know, you grew up and blew up into it as a young man.
Yeah.
You had your tax issues, you had your life, you had your family, you had, you know, but you have lived in this world for so, it's funny again, I realized chatting to friends and I was like, you know what's interesting here is for us, this is the Oscars.
Yeah, yeah.
For Will Smith, this is like a cookout.
Right.
And I'm not diminishing the Oscars, but I go like, those are your people, that's your world, yeah, this is like this, you know, and I was like, I was saying, I think that is part of the reason many of us were that shocked, because you go like, it's this lauded event, it's bigger than life, whereas many movie stars are at the Oscars like, oh, nice to see you again, hey, good to be here, good to be back, and I feel like that was part of the disconnect, I feel like that was part of, but
one thing that's killing me, you know, so Emancipation is Antoine's masterpiece.
That's what I want to ask you about.
He has created an absolute masterpiece. Bob Richardson, the DP, and Ben Foster, and just all the way down. It's like these top artists in the world have done some of the best work of their career.
Yeah.
And the idea that they might be denied because of me is like, oh, you know, it's like that is killing me dead. You know, and it's like the thing that is so critical for me is that, you know, these people came and they trusted me and they were down for me. And, you know, I hope that their work will be honored and their work will not be tainted based on, you know, a horrific decision on my part.
I honestly hope, and I don't think that'll happen. I have conversations with people all the time about restorative justice. You know,
you have conversations with people.
You know, but restorative justice, about like atonement, about, we have all these conversations. We have them at the highest levels often. Mm-hmm. And what I realize is we often don't have these conversations as they pertain to daily life.
Yeah.
You know, what somebody says, what somebody does, and especially in isolation. That's why I say the sum of a person is oftentimes how I define them, as opposed to a moment. Mm-hmm. You know, and on a personal level, you know, I think I speak for many people. If I don't, forgive me. But, you know, obviously people were hurt because we love you and we love what you do. People were shocked because, you know, it's Will Smith, it's Chris Rock, it's, you know, you know, it's the Oscars, all these things. But I also think I speak for people when I say, like, I don't want that to define you. I don't think it should define you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
thank you.
I don't think. I don't think any one of us. I don't think any one of us in life deserves to be defined by our f*** up, like
the f*** up, you know?
If anything, I mean, like, you and Chris have the biggest story to handle on your own. It's our, you know, our foray. But yeah, man, I hope you don't stay hidden forever.
I hope
you know that you don't always have to bottle it up. I hope you know that you not being perfect is what'll make you perfect. You Will Smith, man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You that dude. We love you, for real.
I think
you're that dude, you know?
I think that was one of the big things for me over this last couple of months, you know, that I had to forgive myself for being human, you know? And it's like, trust me, there's nobody that hates the fact that I'm human more than me.
Yeah, you I know that. No, but I know that,
You know, and just, you know, finding that space for myself within myself to be human, you know.
Right.
It's like I've always wanted to be Superman. I've always wanted to swoop in and save the damsel in distress, you know. And I had to humble down, you know, and realize that I'm a flawed human, and I still have an opportunity, you know, to go out in the world and contribute, in a way that fills my heart and hopefully helps other people. You know, so.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Nah, man, for real.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Well, that's our show for tonight. But before we go, I just wanted to remind you, tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. So please consider donating to One Simple Wish, a charity that grants wishes to kids and young adults in foster care. If you want to help grant a wish or donate towards their holiday wish fund, then please do so at the link below. Until next time, stay safe out there. And remember, it's not called monkeypox anymore. Now we just say the M word.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.